Listen, by now you should be feeling a whole lot better. Your day should be looking a whole lot brighter. You only have two choices. You can let your fears overtake you, or you can say what my man Job said, yet will I trust him. Come on, let's take it home.
All your problems, your pain.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. This is what Jesus did. Jesus suffered outside the gate, which means that Jesus took our sin and actually nailed it to the cross and took it out of the way. Amen. So that we would no longer have a sin consciousness, but a righteous consciousness. Amen. So let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, talking about Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So that's what we want to do today. We want the fruit of our lips to give thanks to his name. Other translations say, making confession to his name, making confession to it. So it's important that every day that we remember what the Lord's done for us and that we acknowledge that, and that we apply faith and we receive every day, we receive what we need from the Lord. We receive it. Amen. But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. So there's a lot of instruction in this chapter here, but we do want to focus on verse 15 here. By Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. So we want to just praise God this morning. We want to give God thanks this morning. We want to just magnify his name. Amen. We just want to give God the glory. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at another scripture. Look at Philemon. Philemon only has one chapter. And verse 4, or let's go back to verse 3, says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your faith, of your love and faith, which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. The fellowship of our faith becomes effectual. Amen. By us acknowledging every good thing that's in us in Christ Jesus. acknowledging every good thing. So we just want to acknowledge good things today. And, you know, God just put it in my heart today that we just need to give him thanks. We need to praise him, because when you begin to thank God, thanksgiving is an acknowledgement of gratitude, appreciation. And it basically says that you have received something from someone. Amen. When you thank somebody, that means that some grace has been bestowed upon you, or some gift or some favor has been done on your behalf for you or somebody you love, and you say thank you. That means that you're acknowledging receipt of some blessing in your life. And so that's what we're going to do today. And we need to do this often and regularly, because, you know, we need to walk by faith every day. You can't take a day off from living by faith. You got to live by faith every day. Amen. So every day you ought to have a confession of what you believe in God and what you have received and what you're believing for. And if you will acknowledge what you have received from the Lord already, what is already yours, then it is a lot easier to receive what you need from him. Amen. You just got to acknowledge what you already got. Isn't that what that scripture say right here? By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. You got some good things in you that's been given to you by the Lord. Amen. You got love in you, joy, peace, all that's been given to you. Long-suffering, gentleness, humility, grace given to you. Peace given to you. Strength given to you. Acknowledge all the things that God has already given you. Amen. And that's how you get your faith moving. And that's how you keep your faith active. You get up and you start praising God and thanking God, giving God the glory for what already belongs to you. Amen. You're not struggling trying to get it. You already have it. It's already been credited to your account. There's some things that God has already done for you that you don't have to struggle. You just need to receive. You don't need to beg God for it, because he's not going to be pleased if you beg him for what he's already done for you. I don't want my kids keep begging me for something I already did. I say, what's wrong with you? I mean, as a natural dad, I say, what's wrong with you? Boy, I already gave you that. Why you keep begging for what I gave you? Okay? So the Lord don't want you to beg for what he's already given you. He wants you to receive. There ain't nowhere in the New Testament tell you to beg God for anything. The Bible talks about receiving from God. Paul talked about receiving, just taking. To receive means to take with the hand. It means to take to oneself. And you do that by faith. Amen. We're never going to be able to eliminate the element of faith in our life if we're going to serve God. There's going to be some things that you're not going to be able to see right away. You just have to believe in them. Amen. The faith factor cannot be removed from your life. You're going to call things that be not as though they were. Amen. You call forth the will of God. You call what the will of God is, even when you don't see that. And thanksgiving helps you do that. Giving God the sacrifice of praise helps you do that. Amen. So I just believe we're going to just thank God today. We're just going to thank God for what we have received. We're going to thank God for what he's done for us. And we're going to thank God for what is ours. Amen. We're just going to thank him. And then I'm going to give you some scriptures to help you out. Okay? Because you can apply this to your life at any time, every day. Let's talk about what did Jesus do for us already. These things are already done. They're a fact already. Amen. Jesus became poor for us. And then the scripture tell you why. So that you through his poverty might be made rich. Amen. So I'm going to thank God today that Jesus became poor for me so that I could have abundance. Amen. And we know this abundant life, the context there, is an abundance of the material things that you need to do the will of God. So don't claim poverty. Don't go around saying I'm poor. Don't say you're poor. That ain't what the scriptures say. The scripture says Jesus became poor for us so that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. He took our poverty so that we could be made rich, so that we would have abundant life. He wants us to have abundance. Amen? The scripture on that is 2 Corinthians 8:9. So don't confess lack. Don't confess poverty. You know, watch what you're saying. If you get up every day and thank God for the abundance of all things, Bible talks about the abundance of grace, the abundance of truth, the abundance of peace, the abundance of joy. There's scriptures in the Bible that talk about abundance in those areas. So you claim abundance in that area, abundance, more than enough. Amen. You got to begin to call things as that be not as though they were. Amen. And thank God for it. Amen. How many of you claim that today? How many of you thank God that Jesus became poor for you? Don't ever claim to be poor. Amen. I might not be able to change a quarter. I might not have a dime in my name. But you know what? There's another reality that I see in the Word of God. And I see the will of God, and I'm going to stretch my faith out and believe God for what is already mine. Amen. I'm going to say Jesus made me rich. You got grace in your life? Do you have eternal life? Then you're already rich. Amen. Rich don't always mean money. Praise God. I know it's a little bit when you first start talking like that. I know your soul don't want to go there. Right? How many of you got eternal life? All right, no problem there. See, we can say that. I got life. I got eternal life. Well, you got that? Then you got everything else he say that's yours. Amen? So, you know, if your area where your soul is not renewed, where your mind's not renewed, you'll have struggle there for a while, but you got to keep saying it. That revelation comes in your spirit. Amen. Jesus suffered for us that he might bring us to God. He suffered for me. Whatever Jesus did for me means that I don't have to have that. If he became poor for me, that means he don't want me poor. Amen. If he suffered for me, he don't want me suffering. And we're talking about suffering at the hands of the devil. Amen. Because all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. There's some things as a believer you're going to suffer, like persecution. You'll suffer being ridiculed and things like that. But not suffering sickness and disease, not suffering poverty. Jesus suffered for us that he might bring us to God. When I saw that scripture years ago, I got in my mind a picture of Jesus presenting me to the Father. He suffered for me that he might present me to the Father and lay claim on my life. Say, this one's mine. This one's yours, Father. This one has believed. Can you see him bringing you to God? Amen. I can see it. So we'll thank God. Jesus suffered for us that he might bring us to God. Did I give you a scripture? 1 Peter 3:18. Okay. Jesus became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous. Do you see there's a divine exchange going on? He took our sin, suffered without the gate, so that we could have his righteousness. He took our poverty so we could have his blessing, his riches. Amen. You know, the Bible says that in us are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. There's a treasure in us. Amen. There's an anointing in you that abides in you. Amen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315.